Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael back here with the Faith and Freedom Show. I am a Christian extremist. I love God and I love my neighbor as myself. So can you handle that for a commercial talk radio station? Is it something that you can deal with? The number here is 888-850-1872. That's 4850 like the states, one USA. How about the Florida legislation? There was Senate Bill 104. And I'll tell you what, we have a rated G show here, but there's some explicit things that are going on in our society, and it's hard to dance around the discussion because we don't want you to have to change the radio dial because you have young people that need not to be tainted with the ills of our current society. So I'm going to talk about this bill. It's Senate Bill 104. A bill entitled to be, or a bill to be entitled, an act relating to a certain type of activities involving animals. I'll let you interpret the certain type of activity there, and we don't want to. This is so heinously sick that it's not something you want to repeat. Certain kind of activities involving animals, as used in this section, the term certain type of conduct means any touching or fondling by a person, either directly or through other things. Basically, it goes on to describe, it's sick, but it's true, is they're having to describe a crime that in old school used to be a common law crime. It came from the Bible. It's a crime of acts of bestiality. It's basically a crime making a statute making bestiality a crime. See, it's a crime against nature. It always has been. It always will be. It's not up to the modes and mores of the society to make a wrong a right. It's impossible to make a wrong a right. This is a crime against nature and against nature's creator. So it's Senate Bill 104, and what it did is it passed the Senate with 34 yeas and 0 nays and 5 people not voting. I'd be interesting to find out those people who they are. And I could, but we're not going to go there right now. So Senate Bill 104 is making its way into law. One thing about Florida law that I learned, Florida law is civil law. I've read cases where judges have said there's no common law in Florida because Florida didn't come from the common law of England tradition. It was acquired. It was a possession of Spain due to their conquering, and of course, so you actually have civil law in Florida. You actually have to articulate what the law is in Florida for whatever reason. Don't want to go in too much detail there, but that's something that's up now. Why would bestiality be wrong? Is that something that we can change? Is that something we can change? In fact, it reminds me of an article I saw here, and this was in a foreign news source. I found this in an Australian newspaper. Animals denied the right to privacy. Animals denied the right to privacy. Look what's happening in Europe. If you want to see what's coming our way in this pandemic of dementia, sometimes we have to look overseas. Here in Florida, we have a statute that makes it a crime, basically is outlining to Floridians that bestiality is a wrong. But we're going to look at other statutes that are coming up in the last couple of months that make ancient wrongs something that the government has to kind of abide by or promote even. It's kind of sick, but this is what's coming our way. So if we want to know what's coming our way, let's look to to Europe and see what they're doing there. Animals denied the right to privacy. Animals filmed for television wildlife documentary series are denied their right to privacy, a leading UK academic has claimed in a report. See, he has succumbed to the pandemic of dementia. Dr. Brett Mills of the University of East Anglia, Norwich. Ha! The University of East Anglia. Those are the guys that were making up the climate stuff, isn't it? He analyzed the behind-the-scenes footage of the BBC documentary series Nature's Great Events. And it followed polar bears, African elephants, humpback whales, and all kinds of stuff. He examined the way in which the animals were filmed and concluded that animals, like humans, have a basic right to privacy that the documentary filmmakers ignored by filming their most intimate moments. Huh. Now, that's pretty weird. Animals have a right to privacy. Where did they get that? Where do they get it, Brett Mills? Is it in the figment of Brett Mills' imagination? In Florida, maybe that's why they have the statute in Florida really showing and saying that this is a particular crime. There will be people in Florida that are succumbing to the pandemic of dementia who will claim privacy, that this bestiality, anti-bestiality or crime, making and codifying bestiality as a crime in Florida, maybe they'll claim that it's unconstitutional under their 14th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States because it offends their right to privacy. What? Their right to privacy and their animals' right to privacy. Folks, it seems insane, but I'm telling you, with the pandemic of dementia that we're experiencing these days, that's the only conclusion I can find when I connect the dots and see where these paths are leading. This guy, Mr. Mills, Dr. Brett Mills, said the show's producer only considered the mechanics of filming and did not take into account the ethics of broadcasting an animal mating, giving birth, and dying. Whoa. His report was published in the latest edition of Continuum, Journal of Media and Cultural Studies. Okay. He said that filmmakers must inevitably... Let's just get to the point here. That's really... I think I summed it up pretty good. Is what if, with this idea that animals denied the right to privacy, and again, what's the reference? If I'm going to take any of these stories and bounce them on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong, obviously, I don't, unless you can come up with a biblical reference that says animals need the right to privacy. You know, you can give me a call at 888-850-1872. If you can come up with an idea that animals need privacy and have a right to privacy, a right. What are rights? Privileges and immunities are rights. Then, of course, you can give me a call, 888-850-1872. Let's see what else is going on out there. Here's another one. This is another overseas thing. If you want to find out what's coming your way, this is from the News Corps and BBC. I guess this was reported initially by the BBC. 72-year-old U.S. grandmother's having an incestuous affair with her own grandson, and the pair are set to have a baby. Maybe this is a good, maybe it's a right. Is it? Constitutionally? I've done a lot of, I don't have any cases right now to read to you, but think about this. 72-year-old grandmother is having an incestuous affair with her own grandson, and the pair are set to have a baby. She is now using her pension to pay $54,000 to a surrogate mother so they can have a child, said reports in New Zealand's New Idea magazine. Okay, so this is coming out of New Zealand. I'm not interested in anyone else's opinion. I'm in love with Phil, and he's in love with me. Soon we'll be holding my son or daughter in my arms, and Phil will be the proud dad. Folks, this is really weird. This lady, her last name is Pearl Carter, and she's from Indiana. See, this is happening in the United States, and it's being reported overseas. This is what's heading your way. There's a pandemic of dementia. It's sweeping North America. We can see it. We find the evidence of it on the other parts of the globe. I'm not interested in anyone else's opinion. I'm in love with Phil, and he's in love with me. Soon I'll be holding my son or daughter in my arms. Phil would be the proud dad. I want to know why Phil and Pearl Carter aren't in jail. Well, because nobody's kicked in their door and determined really what they're doing in private, which is fine. You don't have to put them in jail as long as they're not doing this weird stuff someplace else. And can I tell you, I guess there would be some kind of, maybe, I don't know what the deal is with the crimes of if they do have a child from their own genetic material, but I just don't think that's what's happening here. I think Phil is having a child with some other woman, sort of like Abraham And Sarah chose somebody else to father their first, or to mother their first child. Bailey is the son of Pearl's daughter, Lynette Bailey, who the senior citizen put up for adoption when she was just 18. Okay, so from the first moment I saw him, I knew we would never have a grandmother relationship, grandmother-grandson relationship. For the first time in years, I felt a certain kind of alive. I'm going to play this like this is a family show. And so I'm not going to continue to read the rest of this article and the claims of her name is Pearl Carter from Indiana. Is there anything wrong with that? And what's the basis? What's the basis? I'm saying all this as a prelude to a bill that's come up in the Senate. And I think there's a parallel bill that's come up in the Florida House. That's going to possibly impact you. If you want to know what you're listening to, it's kind of scary. I'm David Allen Carmichael. If you haven't heard me before, other people can attest. Sometimes you're going to listen to my show and you're going to be burning calories doing it. I'm going to try to keep it upbeat if I can. The number here is 888-850-1872. But I'm taking this someplace. I'm taking this someplace. Because what we're going to do is we're going to evaluate a Florida statute that's a bill. Let's say a bill that's pending. And we're not just going to evaluate it on what we feel like. There's implications in this bill. There's things in this bill that will imply something in the future for Floridians. And there's a notion here that there's certain laws, that the laws of nature don't really count. That we can make things right, so to speak, based on our feelings. But folks, if we do a wrong just because we feel like doing it, if I do a wrong, I get hurt. People get hurt around me eventually. Ultimately, society decays because of my performing wrong acts. So what's happened is it looks like there's folks that are trying to legitimize a wrong act. They're trying to undermine the Florida Constitution. They're trying to undermine law. They're trying to change laws. And so if you want to know what the, well, we'll just get back to this here in a minute. I can think off the top of my head of a biblical reference way back in Daniel's time. So this is in the time of the Medes and the Persians, where this guy Daniel made some forecasts that there's going to come a time when people were changing the times and the laws. And we're in that place right now today with this pandemic of dementia that's sweeping the globe. That we're changing the laws. We're taking the fundamental elements of law and we're just making it disintegrate. And I'm telling you, our society is going to go with it. It's going to affect our posterity. That's why the Liberty Works Radio Network is here, because we're going to get to these issues on a substantive basis. So you're going to know why something is in the Constitution, why it matters, how it's going to affect you, that there's a standard that's above us that we can hold ourselves accountable to. And when we do so and play by that book, we're all going to reap the benefits. And that's our hope here. And that's why we're communicating to you on this Liberty Works Radio Network through Frank Talk 104.3 FM. David Allen Carmichael coming back to you, 888-850-1872.